Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to home to get Finney. Johnson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Markham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Sewell scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Appling scores. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warsler scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Markham hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Haas reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas moves to third. George Washington pinch hits for Marty Hopkins. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas scores. One out. It's 6-5, Athletics. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.